Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu that Russian forces should blockade the Ukrainian. Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk demanded Russia allow for the evacuation of civilians and wounded soldiers from the plant through a humanitarian corridor. Physical damage to Ukraine's buildings and infrastructure from Russia's invasion has reached roughly $60 billion and will rise further as the war continues, according to the president of World Bank, David Malpass, on Thursday. Malpass told a World Bank conference on Ukraine's financial assistance needs that the early estimate of damage costs does not include the growing economic costs of the war to Ukraine. More Ukrainian refugees will be allowed to come to the United States under a new plan announced by the Biden administration Thursday. So far, many Ukrainians fleeing the war with Russia and trying to come to the United States have tried via the border with Mexico, but the new plan will make that route more difficult while streamlining applications. Some 3,300 Ukrainians have sought refuge via the southern border in March. The Reuters news agency had those numbers. The U.S. is expecting about 100,000 refugees to qualify under the new Uniting for Ukraine program, which starts next week. Applicants must have been in Ukraine as of February 11th. This is VOA News. A bomb explosion ripped through a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in northern Afghanistan Thursday, killing at least 17 worshippers and wounding 52 others. The deadly bombing in Mazar-e-Sharif, the capital of the northern Balkh province, occurred during midday prayers, according to local Taliban authorities. Islamic State terror groups Afghan